Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Nostalgia. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with us if you have. And today I have with me the beautiful, amazing, and wonderful Bikita.
Hello.
Bikita, do you want to say hello to beautiful people?
Hello, everyone. It's good to be here.
So, Bikita, do you want to tell the beautiful people what you do, what you're about? And yeah.
Yeah, so okay, so I do a mixed bag of things. Mm-hmm. I'm a health activist, specifically HIV mm-hmm. activist. I'm a researcher, writer, and a poet.
Amazing. I've been to Bikita's show. She was absolutely amazing, super inspiring. She spoke about vulnerability and, yeah, enabled me to become a bit more vulnerable in my life. So I appreciate that, honey. I really, really do. Really, really do.
Fantastic.
So, Bikita, what did you do for your weekend?
So, weekend was very chilled, actually. So, Friday and Saturday, chilled with my boyfriends. And Sunday, so today, I actually felt quite inspired, so I did a bit of work, nice. Some writing, nice. And felt like, okay, cool, 2020 has actually started now. Mm. I'm in the swing of things. I feel energized, so it was good.
Good, 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 good. Sounds like a good, inspiring, chilled, but productive weekend. Can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
Cannot go wrong with that. So, Bikita, you have brought 5 songs with you.
I have.
That are your most nostalgic songs. Like, how hard, how difficult was that? I asked everyone this, and I'm sure it's difficult for absolutely everyone. How hard was it for you to find your most nostalgic songs?
It was hard. So I had my 10, and I was like, the 10 was relatively easy to get to, and I was kind of like mulling them over.
Yeah.
I was stuck for a good couple of weeks on the 6, and I was trying to, like, which one am I going to, not that one. And each time I thought about them, I was like, I can't take that one out. It's too precious. But eventually I settled on
my 5.
You got there in the end. I settled.
You got there. It's hard, isn't it? I remember we messaged and he was like, I got to six, I could do this. I was like, you got this, girl. And then she sent me 5. So that was amazing. And I love your selection of songs as well. It's very broad and very wide. I can't wait to hear the songs that you have and the stories that you have behind them. Mm-hmm. So, Bikita, which one would you like to kick off with?
Let's maybe do Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is very nostalgic. This is very nostalgic. Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie. All right, let's take a look. When you sent me this song, I was like, I can't wait. I just want to know who Can't You Get Out of Your Head number one, and like, just why and how, and just, I want to know. Just tell me everything.
I'll tell you. I think this one is the wild card because my reason for it will be like, wait, what? But as much as the words are really emotive and it's just like, who is this person? Who mm-hmm, is this person? Mm-hmm. The thing that makes me nostalgic about it is the la 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 bit.
Oh, really?
Because it's the first song that I can remember my younger brother singing to. Oh. So he was like 2 or something when it came out.
Yeah.
He couldn't sing any of the other the words, but he loved the song. Mm-hmm. And it was always like, la la la. Oh. And that's the reason why. So every single time I hear it, I think of him as a kid. We've got like a 9-year age gap.
Yeah.
And I just think of him as a baby, his just like singing self, along.
Like, yeah, I can't deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why. As soon as you asked, I was like, that was the one that I knew was going to be. Like, yeah. There was never any question that it wasn't going to be in the top five.
No, definitely. That it kind of, like I said, it kind of threw me. Because everything else was like, I get that. And then this was just like, okay. This is like new. But I love that. I love that there's Thank a wild card. I love that there's these songs that you would never really expect anyone to kind of like listen to. But we were saying that everyone listened to Kylie. Kylie was freaking everywhere.
She was big.
She was humongous.
She was big and she got a lot of catchy songs.
She does.
So
she
at first I was like, am I going to let people know that I listen to Kylie? I was like, I'm going to let people know that I listen to Kylie.
We all listen to Kylie at some point. I'm sure like at some party somewhere you'll catch us like singing la la la. We will be. All the words.
And singing our hearts out.
Oh, what? Listen, but we were saying we can't reach those giddy heights and those giddy keys that Kylie could reach, but by all means, we'll be singing it.
Exactly.
That is a good song, a really, really good song. It came out in 2001.
I know, it was almost 20 years ago.
That's mental, isn't it?
20 years ago.
That's mental, absolutely mental. It makes me feel quite old, actually. Like, realizing, oh damn. But yeah, are you really close to your brother?
We are very close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very close. So he's now studying at Birmingham. He's doing law.
Amazing.
And yeah, we've just kind of always been close. Yeah. There was a little period when he was like maybe a toddler where he used to bite and scratch. Mm-hmm. We weren't so close then. But other than like a year, 6 months period, like we've always been really close.
Oh, that's so lovely. That is so, so lovely. And like, I guess connecting him to that song, I'm sure that he must have songs that he's like, yeah, that's my sister.
Yep,
that is my sister. That reminds me of my sister completely, 100%. And that's beautiful because I think like your foundation songs, your most nostalgic songs, I'm almost surrounded by family.
Yeah,
like the last couple of people that have come onto the show, I'm very like, this reminds me of my dad, this reminds me of my mum. Like even me, I had like a song for my mum and my dad.
Yeah,
like, it's important.
Yeah.
That is important, it's structure, man.
And I'd say that I think at least 60% of my songs is the family connection.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with family. Can't go wrong with family. Can't deny them. Your next song, my dear. So we had a bit of Kylie.
We have.
What else do you want to get into?
How about Peter? Peter Tosh, African. On that family connection.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen. Think you where you come from? As long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, you have got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Clarendon, and if you come from Portland, and if you come from Westmoreland, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, I've got the identity of an African. 'Cause if you come from Trinidad, and if you come from Nassau, and if you come from Cuba, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your complexion, there is no rejection, you're an African. 'Cause if your flexion high, your flexion low, and if your flexion in between, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. So Bikita, African, Pete and Tosh.
Yes.
What's the story?
So the story, whenever I hear this song, my first image is driving in the car, my little brother in the back, and my mum is the driver.
Yeah.
And we're just, wherever we're going, I have no idea. But I just know that we're on some sort of car journey. My mum is big into reggae, I'm really into country music. So it has that nostalgia for me. But I also remember when I was a kid, there's just so much pride in this song.
Yeah.
And it was, especially, I guess, also because my family heritage, I'm Ugandan, but growing up in Britain, and there was something of like, okay, I'm still African, like I can still claim my Ugandan-ness, even though I wasn't born in Uganda.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like the direct link to my mom and the fact that she loves Peter Tosh, like she loves off Peter Tosh, like vinyls, went to concerts, amazing. She loves him.
Amazing.
And then also this kind of like, oh, I can still like be linked with my heritage, like I can still claim it, doesn't matter where I'm living in the world. So it had to be Peter Tosh, African.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. And I guess like, because Peter Tosh is Jamaican.
Yes.
So it's just nice that, you know, as I guess it's the more the Rastafarian roots that he has, he can claim that Africanness. Because I know it's a bit very, it's a very,
it's a controversial, complicated kind of topic
that a lot of black people don't necessarily consider themselves to be African.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's nice for a Jamaican to be singing that and then you as an African have that connection and you still believe that.
Yeah.
It's important. I think it's important to have those roots and it's important to you to understand and know that, you know, we're black.
Yeah.
All black people kind of originated from Africa and we still need to claim it. Because I think there's a lot of old school Caribbeans that don't necessarily believe that they're African, and I find that quite interesting. What are your thoughts on that?
I think our histories are so complicated. So when it comes to like identities, I can understand because of the way that our histories were disrupted.
Yeah.
But I think my goal for like what I would hope for all black people is however connected we feel to Africa, that we can like own it, that's where our roots were or still are at some point in time. But I definitely understand the complexities because even, and it's not in comparison at all, but I was talking about how I was born here. So even having a direct connection to Uganda, because my parents were born in Uganda, then came over here.
Yeah.
It was always like a bit complicated of trying to be British and be Ugandan.
Yeah.
So I think it's complicated and it's incredibly emotional, but I think that's why I was so grateful for this song, like the first time I heard it, because it made me figure out a way to make peace with the Britishness and the Uganda. Like, okay, cool, they can both be.
And that's me.
And it's me. It's the way that I'm experiencing my Africanness and my blackness.
Exactly.
And my Ugandanness.
Without a doubt. And I guess like your mother playing this music,
being
who she is, being all a Ugandan, kind of like just kind of the stem that within you to say like, this is my identity, kind of owning it. It's difficult, isn't it? Because even as because I'm a Caribbean and I'm a second generation or third generation Caribbean, so my grandmother was born there, she came over here in the Windrush, my dad was born here, and then I was born here. But then I had to learn that connection because I'm so far removed from it. And even he was just like, you're black woman. I had to really drum that in my head and just drum that you. Even though I guess he had his some little, you know, his thing about Africans, I don't know where that came from, but he was still like, you're black.
Yeah.
You are black, and we'll always remember that. And I guess music plays a big part into that. It plays a humongous part into that. I think Peter Tosh did that well.
He did it amazingly well.
I think he's almost, you know, Bob Marley. When everyone thinks of like Rastafarianism, they think of just Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And they kind of forget these like small.
You sound like my mum.
It's true. People forget Peter Tosh.
Honestly. But Peter Tosh. Yeah. And I think as well, not to say before anyone shouts like at their like computer screen or their laptop, I'm not saying that Bob Marley was not political, because that's not true. But I think there is an like even deeper way that Peter Tosh was, and I guess like the reason probably why he was less mainstream, like
because
if we're
a bit,
he was a bit more radical.
He was a bit more out there, like a bit more outspoken. Bob was like, you know, he was there, but I totally get that. No, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, Bakia, the next song. Where are we gonna go?
I think the voice within Christina Aguilera.
Young girl, don't cry. I'll be ready when your world starts to fall. Young girl, soaring. Your tears will dry, you'll soon be free to fly. When you're safe inside your room, you'll tend to dream of a place where nothing's harder than it seems. No one ever wants a bothers to explain of the heartache life can bring and what it needs. When there's no one else, look inside yourself like your oldest friend and just try some voice within. Then you'll find the strength
made me realize how almost underrated Christina Aguilera was.
Yep.
Or is even.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, those vocals were.
It's such a beautiful song. Like, it's such a beautiful song. When it came out, I think I was in my early teens or just approaching my teens. Mm-hmm. And for me, but what I would say is for me, it became like a very significant song for me when I was like in my mid-teens. Okay. So I've always loved this album, but in my mid-teens it was like a very testing time. Mm-hmm. Like I was struggling like mental health wise. Mm-hmm. Like everything just seemed like really shitty. Everything, it was shitty.
Yeah.
It's not even that it just seemed it, I would say it was shitty as well. And it was really difficult to think that there could be like not shittiness one day, because it just felt like it was ongoing and ongoing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this song like really grounded me about trusting your voice within. Mm-hmm. And then there's a particular line in this song where Christina talks about basically you're gonna see another day. Mm-hmm. Like, just hold on, you'll just see another day. Mm-hmm. And I think for me it really helped me kind of think, like, believe it. Like, mm-hmm. I actually believed her. There was one day I was listening to the song, and I'd listened to it before, because I'd listened to the album before. I'd had it for years. Mm-hmm. On CD. But there was one day where I was like, I actually believe that it's going to be a better day. Mm-hmm. And it made me like switch up how I felt about the situation. Because at the time I was feeling quite suicidal as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me think like, no, like I won't try this. So this song has like a massive impact on me. And just this kind of, actually you can look within. Mm-hmm. And like find strength within and comfort within. Mm-hmm. And like you can be your own compass and your own North Star and believe that you can make things better for yourself. So I absolutely love this song. I think it's so beautiful. Like, I think it's her old album, actually, Stripped, is very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of songs, but especially this song, where I literally thought she was like talking to me. Mm-hmm. Like, since she'd just written it for me. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that for a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, okay, I believe you. You're giving me a message. All right, cool.
Yeah.
We'll make this work. It's going to be well hard, but okay, I'll have hope again, sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. It's amazing. It's beautiful and it's powerful. And it's amazing the fact that a song can just really shift and like alter your mood, change how you think about things, change how you see things. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because remember, you listen to my morning mantra playlist and you have a perspective playlist, and it's just beautiful that you can just listen to this set of songs and I know that's going to shift me.
Yeah.
I know it's going to help me to see things differently and just give me a different perspective.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that song could do that for
music
you.
Music is powerful. Like, it can be so transformative.
It is.
It's just like amazing.
It is. It's a proper mood changer. I don't think there's any kind of point. I mean, listen to music when I wake up, listen to music when I cook, listen to music when I go into work, listen to music when I come back from work. Like, I listen to, even have like songs that I could maybe listen to just when I'm about to go to sleep. Like, I have music for different moods and different like spaces and headspaces and stuff like that. It's important. It's I don't know, it's important to me. Maybe it's not important for many people, but it's just powerful, like you said. Yep. It's just a powerful tool, and it's like universal to everyone.
Yep.
But unique to everyone. That's yes. Why songs are unique to them. Yeah, which is why, nostalgia's here, and which is why I love hearing these stories. But that's just amazing, that particular song. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. one. It's absolutely beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song. That was like your preteens going into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mental, isn't it?
And it's still with me now. Imagine I'm 30 now, and it's still with me.
It's crazy, isn't
and
it?
It still has like the same like.
The same effect.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Let's do this. I'm powerful.
Yes. I love that. And we were saying like, what is Christina Aguilera doing now?
I don't know, but if she wants to come back, she can.
Girl, come back.
You're welcome. I would anytime.
For real. Like, she was sick. She was really, really, really sick. And like, vocally,
she's amazing vocally.
Amazing.
And has got good bangers. Like, she's got the, she's got like the skill set. She's got the talent. She's mm-hmm. got like the vibe. She's mm-hmm. amazing. Like, she I feel like she's a complete package. So.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Anytime you want to come back, Christina, we know you're listening.
We know you're listening. Just come.
Just come back. It's okay. We're here.
We want you back. We have your support. Just come back. No, honestly, I don't blame you, man. And yeah, there's quite a lot of artists that I think just peaked, like, and just disappeared.
Mm.
And we were saying maybe they're just living off their royalties. Yeah. Maybe they're just like chilling and just having their little. I've done what I need to do, time to enjoy life.
Or a different side of life.
Without a doubt. But yeah, like I said, hope you come back.
Yes,
we
please.
Make some more bangers, man. Bakita, what else have you got for me, girl?
Alan Jackson.
Apologies. Alan Jackson.
No worries. Yeah, Alan Jackson, What a Day Yesterday Was.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Looking through these old photographs, don't they bring some good memories back? Some of them make us laugh, and some make us cry. I'm glad we've kept all of these souvenirs, that our love was here. Look at how happy we were. Pictures don't lie. If forever should end today, and there's no tomorrow for us, what a day yesterday was. One of us with you calm and cool, and look at me acting a fool. And here's one of us on the Ferris wheel at the fair. Hey, haven't we had some fun? And the best may be yet to come. They have 100 years still left to share. But if forever should end today, and there's no tomorrow for us, what a day yesterday was.
Peter, I remember we had a conversation about the podcast like ages mm-hmm. ago, and we were talking, and you were saying, yeah, I have a bit of reggae, I have a bit of country, and I just kind of like,
oh,
it just threw me. I was like, oh, it just threw me just ever so slightly. And I was saying while the song was playing that it's bad that I have these perceptions of people and the songs that they should listen to, but at the same time, it's just what we listen to, and it's what exactly. we like, and that's okay.
Exactly.
And I should respect that, and I wholeheartedly welcome it, and it's nice that you could bring this onto the show, because yeah. No one has bought any country, no one has bought any Christina Aguilera yet. I love it.
I'm unique.
And you have this amazing library of music. I can imagine just from this little snippet. You must have some like a wide range of music.
It is pretty wide.
And that's good. And that's just like that diversity is just makes you as a person and brings you all whole. You're not just, you know, I guess when people look at some people and just like, yeah, this person listens to rap, or yeah, this person listens to hop, or listens to house. Nah, we're not just what we seem.
Yep.
You know, music is way more than that.
And sure.
And you were saying this reminds you of your mum.
Yes.
This is like
my mum. Yeah, my mum loves country music. So it's kind of like, I also love country music, mm-hmm. but it's like I was saying to you, like a particular timestamp mm-hmm. of like the 80s and the 90s. I don't really know what's going on past the 90s. I don't know who was out there, but I know like the Alan Jacksons and other people as well. So with this song, I think for me, I love the fact that for me, it's about like gratitude because mm-hmm. he's talking a lot about, okay, if forever ends today, and there's no tomorrow for us, what a day yesterday was. And it's like, I have this love for you. It may not last, but I'm still going to appreciate what was.
Yeah.
So I think of all of the country songs that my mum used to play, this one was my favourite one. Mm-hmm. And there was a time when she used to like blare country music on like a Saturday morning when she was cleaning and stuff. So you just like wake up and listen, like you just hear it playing. But yeah, I have a lot of fondness for country music. And it's so funny, like you were saying, that it surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it surprised you when I was like, yeah, there's definitely going to be country music. Because there are a few of my friends that are just like, why are you listening to that music? Like, you shouldn't listen to that music. It's not for us. It's like, I can't help it. I've tried. But it's just like, it stirs like a lot of like fondness. It's the memories. It's definitely the memories. I think it's, and that's the reason why I don't really listen to country music that's, you are. Yeah, it doesn't have the same memories for me.
Yeah, just not hitting those same touch points as
exactly.
it did
before. No, yeah.
It's lovely. And I was saying that from what I've heard from country music, I haven't listened to a lot of country music, but from what I've heard, it's just like very patriotic or very men being very vulnerable and speaking about their love and thinking about how they feel about a girl. Yeah. It's lovely. Because when you see them, they're like hard, tough cowboys that like ride into sunset and just like try and look after the cows and the cattle and women and, you know. And then to hear them being so soft and vulnerable and just, he was just really mellow and just telling how it is, like, it's just lovely. It's nice. It's like a nice little juxtaposition to get like,
you know? And talking about the whole, like what someone looks like, and then when you like hear them speak or hear them sing in this instance, and it's like, oh, okay.
I wasn't expecting that. It's nice. I do. It's nice. Unexpectedness. I like it stuff.
I'm a woman of many surprises.
You are indeed.
There you go. Country and Kylie.
Who would have thought
it?
Who would have thought? Do you think your friends would be surprised? Like,
yeah, I think so. Because actually, one of my friends, this is a long time ago now, one of my friends, he came round mine and I had just had my starred playlist on shuffle. And he was just like, what is going on? Like, we've gone from Mystique to like Common to like Spice Girls. What's happening? I was just like, it's just the music I like. And he was like, well, I guess it explains why you can get on with different people, but this is a wild and random playlist. So I was like, well, you know.
Well, it is what it is. I think I'd have a conversation with one of my guests and we were saying that there comes a point, well, for me, and I guess for him as well, there came a point, a pivotal point where you just said, I'm not going to listen to what everyone else is listening to. I think like when you're younger, you feel so peer pressure to just be like Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj or whoever was big at the time, I'm just going to listen to them and that's it. And maybe like branch off to a few more people, but these are just the people that I will listen to. Anything else is not cool.
Yeah.
And then that's that pivotal moment where you just say, boom, no.
It's like, I like this song, you know, I'm just going to listen to it. Like, simple.
It is what it is. Like, you take it or you leave it. It is what it is. Do you feel that there was a pivotal moment for you, or do you feel that was always, it was always for you? It was always the case for you, just listen to different music as and when?
I think always the case, I listen to different music, mm-hmm. but actually being like, I listen to different music, there was a pivotal moment where I was just like, you know what, this is long. Like, I actually like the song, so I'm just going to listen to this song. Like, I don't care what you think anymore.
Yeah.
But it took a long time. You know, those teenage years where you just kind of have to push a little bit past that.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like everyone else. Trust. And then I reckon like late teen years, then it was like, you know what, it's fine.
It's
especially at house parties when different people play different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I want people to enjoy themselves.
I never thought of it like that.
So then it was just like, you know, it's just going to be a mix, a random mix of music, and at least everyone can have a good few handful of songs that they're going to appreciate.
Yeah,
then they can do a side eye when they hear like a random genre that they don't think I should be listening to. And it's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Because the other group will enjoy it.
Exactly.
And then there are moments that, you know, that everyone switches.
And I will enjoy all of them because I would have chosen the songs myself.
Because I know you like that one, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I never actually thought about that. Your different friendship groups and the music that they
different,
listen to.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
I think I went to like a house party and that happened because I think I just started playing some music and then I realised that no one but a set of people are dancing. So maybe I should try and switch it up. And that was kind of difficult to find that equilibrium of like what people listen to. I think, what would be the universal music? What would be the universal music that's like the in-between that you will unite everyone? That's an interesting one. Maybe Kylie, something very...
I think, like, speaking of nostalgia, I think it would be old school. Mm. So regardless of the genre,
if it's
like old school, not everyone, but most people can kind of find a feeling in it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, it's not the genre I normally listen to, but it's Barry White, and Barry White is cool. Like, you know, I get that, or whoever it might be.
Without a doubt. Yeah. That's an interesting one, yeah. Proper, the noughties... 90s and
or even like a little bit further back, however back you want to go.
However back you want to go. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I never actually thought about it that way. I like it. Bikito, I think so too. No,
I think it's the last one.
It's the last one.
It went by quickly.
It did go by really quickly. Really, really quickly. The last one, Bikito.
Okay, so the last one is, I can't even see it now, it's Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness. Vocals, like all of them coming together, and I think so. I have a perspectives playlist, so when I'm just feeling, which I only created last year actually, when I'm just feeling like in a kind of negative thought pattern, or I'm just trying to lift myself out of my mood, I go to that playlist.
Amazing.
Everything is positive, everything is uplifting. This is one of the songs that's in that playlist. Mm-hmm. I just think it's just good vibes, so it just makes me think of like. Just makes me think of like happiness and just like good vibes. And I don't necessarily like link it to a specific memory actually, but it just makes me think of like, because it has a very old school like tone to it and feel to it. It just makes me think of like happiness now and happiness in the past and like the different points that I've been happy. Okay. And it just like lifts my mood. It's like, oh yeah, no, happiness has come before. Like, it will come again.
And
like, simple. And it's here, yeah.
Yes,
and it's just like, oh, yeah, and then it just lifts my mood and I feel like more hopeful.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I love this song.
I love that. And I was saying it feels really 90s, and I guess it kind of made me, it had tapped into my nostalgia of like my mum. And
yeah,
it's around the time my parents were together, my dad used to play a lot of 90s songs that used to remind him of mum, so then I kind of attached that to mum and time. And I was saying that the movie Love Jones,
yes,
like looking into that, I was like, oh my gosh, like I would love to be like in like around that time. But yeah, it's good that you can take those two points of reference and then remember that happiness is
it'll be here
again. Optimistic, as they were saying, like, you know what I mean, it's important again, as you were saying, how Christina Aguilera was able to kind of shift your mood, and this is able to like add to that shift of mood and that shift of perspective. It's important. And we was even saying this, it's not that we know, I don't know necessarily of anyone that kind of looks for songs to make themselves feel like crap, but you know people that will have playlists and like create playlists to release some
energy, so like to cry to. Mm-hmm. So just have like songs that they'll play to like cry to release the emotion, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm be like done with that emotion, mm-hmm, which I've never thought of doing actually, mm-hmm, but I do understand it. For me, it would be more, okay, let me go to my perspectives list and try and like think myself and feel myself out of this mood, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but
and
yeah,
to kind of shift it.
But I think it's like, it's admirable, like so long as you don't stay in that emotion for too long. But being like, okay, so I know I'm in this space and I want to release this emotion through crying, and like just allowing yourself to be that vulnerable, and then being like, okay, this was my moment, and now I'm gonna move on. I've never tried to do it. Maybe I'll try one day.
It's interesting. I don't know if I have songs. Do I have a song that makes me cry? Do you have a song that makes you cry? Is there any song that you can think of that I said, yeah, that will bloody, if I listen to it, that's gonna make me cry?
Maybe like Teary, mm-hmm, Everybody Hurts, mm-hmm, R.E.M.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think so. When you asked, that was the first song that came into my head, so I'm just gonna stick with that one.
But
no.
Yeah.
Rarely like to cry to. Yeah. How about you?
I think more songs attached to my dad, but nothing that would be like, it was really weird. My best friend and I went around to her house, we were just chilling, and we watched the video to I Was Here, Beyonce.
Yes, I love that song.
Such a good, amazing song. Yeah. Amazing song. And we saw the video, and I don't even think the video was made specifically for the song. I might be incorrect. You know, YouTube, everyone can make videos.
Yeah.
But that particular video and that song combined, oh my gosh, I was like, we were just sat there just silent and just crying our eyes out, like we're big, really big emotional teddy bears, but we were just absolutely crying, and I was just like, damn. So I have to listen to that now, like in my morning mantra, and just say like, yeah, this, I was here.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I don't know, it just got me tear jerking.
It's a powerful song. It's part of my perspective playlist as well.
It's a powerful song. That is a good one. That is a bloody good song. Bloody good song. Sorry, I'm just thinking about it. Like,
it's like, woo, it really, like, got me. It's gonna get me again.
Like, I'm looked there like, shit, that was a song. If I can find the video, like, that was a bloody song.
You should send it to me.
Memory. Yeah, I'll definitely send
you
the video.
Send it to me. Definitely. I can cry too.
Yeah, I can cry too. Thank you. I'm gonna have a moment as well, man. Trust me. Like, yeah, that was me and Angie Boy. Oh, yeah. That was a good song. Really good song. I'm trying to think what else I could ask you. I was going to ask you something now that I cannot remember. How do you keep optimistic? Other than listening to music, how do you keep optimistic?
Ooh, so I have affirmations, mm-hmm, that I say. I try to say it every day.
Amazing.
And gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how shitty I'm feeling, like there's always something. There's mm-hmm always at least one thing. But for me, I found that there are a handful of things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might, if the day is really crap, it might be, I'm grateful I got out of bed today. Like, mm-hmm, real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like, I'm grateful that I got to speak to my friend, or like that I had a really good work day. It's just anything. Yeah. We're just trying to find gratitude in any moment.
That's
the thing that helps me. It helps me shift my perspective, because, mm-hmm, you know, it's easy to like focus on there's this, going on mm-hmm. and it's the worst. Mm-hmm. But then that, like, trying to show gratitude. But sometimes it's hard, I can't lie. Or I'll recognise that thing mm-hmm. and then be like, but still, yeah. there's all of this other shit. And it's like, ah.
It's
but
not.
It has helped. When I learned kind of like the power of gratitude. I said, mm-hmm. I was introduced to the concept last year and it's like, yeah. No, it's helped me to shift my thinking.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's
Amazing.
Helped me. How do you stay optimistic?
How do I stay optimistic? I think my go-to quick, easy tap off kind of situation for me is music.
Mm-hmm.
And how I kind of uplift my mood or kind of change how I'm feeling. I think there are some songs where I can be like, I'm angry, but it's like a positive angry, I'm getting this out of my system like I mm-hmm. need to. I also picked up gratitude as well. Gratitude's mm-hmm. a really good one. I think I didn't quite complete it, but I tried to do the 30-day gratitude challenge where every day you just like write down or you just make it known or put on your social media things that you're grateful for.
Nice.
What else? How do I stay optimistic? I think those are my three kind of big things, and just trying to, I think like the common theme is shifting perspective.
Yeah.
I think we try to kind of deal with life, and then sometimes life can get a bit on top of us
mm-hmm.
and then it forces us to kind of like not see things in a positive light.
Yeah.
And it just helps, we just focus on all the negative things and all the things that are going wrong without kind of focusing on the things that are kind of going right
mm-hmm.
and being grateful for those things and just putting yourself in that kind of mind state. And it's important to kind of keep yourself there as much as possible.
Yeah.
And how that 2020 is here, and just thinking about how to kind of take those things that we've kind of learned from 2019 and to pass it into 2020 for it to be like a consistent thing. I think that's the biggest works. Like, it works.
Yeah.
I've seen that it works. It's proven that it's worked, but how can this become a consistent thing?
Yeah, so it's daily habits.
It's just daily habits and trying to make it into one. And that's difficult and it's so hard with work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your friends, family,
then everything that's kind of like feels like it's going on in the world, like even like politics wise, and it's like, wait, what's happening? Like, so someone on an individual level, like family level, then like a bigger out of our control,
society,
it kind of feels like level, and it's like,
it's just all kind of coming at you, isn't it?
Yeah, it can feel just, like it.
It really, really can. It really, really can. I think when you're younger and you're so naive, it just feels so. Family, friends is my world.
Mm.
And then when you get older and you have a bit more responsibility, your eyes kind of open and kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I need to be like, for me, I feel like I need to be a good auntie. I feel like I need to be a good sister. I feel like I need to be good at my job. I feel like I need to be a good person. Like, you have to play so many roles, and trying to maintain those roles is really difficult. So it's really important. I feel like this whole conversation has been important about looking within, shifting perspective, keeping positive, and kind of remembering who you are as a person and who you are as an individual, and how you're going to, like, navigate the world and kind of, like, you know those memes where you see, like, you're batting away the negativity, all the shit, like, you just batting it away, like, exactly that. While you just keep trying to go to your goals, like, I feel like that's kind of where I'm at the minute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's how I kind of keep positive, like, long-winded way. But that was a lovely, 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 lovely way to end
Thanks
the
for
podcast.
Having me.
I love the optimism. Thank you for coming.
It was fun.
It was fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Bikita.
No worries.
And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here once again. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from me very soon. Thank you for listening. As always, we are looking for guests to come on our show to share their stories and songs. Please visit our Instagram page to find out how remote recording is possible. Be sure to like, comment, and tell a friend.